School leaders now have guidance for reopening their classrooms for the upcoming school year, but the execution of the state's plan will not be uniform across Arizona. The plan released yesterday by the State Department of Education leaves many decisions to individual districts and schools, noting in some instances the shift will be more challenging for some than others. Especially small and rural districts may be facing a more difficult return to normalcy. For a look at how one of those districts is preparing, I spoke with Fernando Parra, superintendent of the Nogales Unified School District. I started by asking about the most dramatic concerns he has about the plan itself.
My concern is how many students, how many families have moved away, will be moving away, or not coming back at all. So the concern is not just reopening, but how many students are we actually getting back? And so that brings us my biggest concern is because the state is still funding based on student per pupil funding, as you know. So physically, students coming into the classrooms and being in the classroom. So that's one concern. I addressed that, and hopefully that they could be flexible with the budget, understanding that maybe we need to fund schools like ours in our situation where it's not based on the number of students. And the other thing is that, you know, we're going back to the same buildings we left in March. I mean, we're going back to the same buildings, the same number of teachers. We have at the secondary level, our numbers are 30 students per classroom. At the elementary, we have 25-30 students per classroom. And so, you know, we want to be very flexible, but at the same time, trying to be realistic. Are we going to be able to execute and implement this plan? Understanding that even though following all the safety measures and everything that's in place and the guidelines and what the plan is asking for, it still will not be 100%. And we can't say that it will. You're also talking about transportation issues. And when you have 50 students, 60 students on a bus route, you know, and you're cutting down, that's going to bring more expenses to our transportation because you're going to have to really be modifying the routes and the number of students that you're putting per bus.
And all of that being said, do your teachers, do your parents want their kids returning to the classroom, understanding that there are so many other burdens when it comes to kids not being in school?
At this time, we're reaching out, and we will be reaching out to our parents. I just sent out a communication this on Sunday to all our NUSD employees and our staff and our communities that we will be reaching out and putting together a group of inclusive, meaning teachers, parents, health experts in the community, administrators, and we will be bringing everybody together. Not only to create this plan, but also to get their input and their feedback. At this time, we are moving forward with our summer school program that is providing courses for our high school and middle school students. And we're doing 100% online program. So at this time, the parents are very appreciative that we're doing that and not canceling summer school, but not also not doing an in-person summer school, but doing an online summer school program. We have about 500 and some students registered at this time. That's been our focus is to continue online and to work ourselves through to have an opening for regular education in the fall. But also we have informed the school community that we will have a technology plan as well, included being able to provide options. And that is if some families and some students decide not to return on in-person education, we will certainly provide the online option. And so that's kind of where we're at right now. And that's what I will be communicating to our parents.
You were raised in Nogales. You're a product of the Nogales Unified School District. You have been involved in that community for much of your life. So when we think about the general challenges that you illustrated for us related to rural schools and this particular pandemic situation, which none of us has ever had to deal with before, do you think that there has been enough attention paid to the different needs of rural school districts? And do you think that's getting better, getting worse?
Well, I think I appreciate that. Yes, I just started my 29th year, actually, at NUSD. And it is a personal commitment, and it is a personal dedication, and everything that we do here, everything that I do conscientiously is that I am embedded personally in this. And so as to the question, I think they're overall within our rural community. I think that we've had the support. We have had the support moving forward, voicing our opinions and our decisions. I feel at least at this time that we had support from the state level, and Superintendent Hoffman has been very supportive, has listened, and has had common sense, which is extremely needed during this time in leadership. And she has been very understanding of the rural needs, and going back to our plan, which was pretty much highlighted that's why the reasons would be provided for the districts to have their own individual flexibility as we put our plans together, because we certainly cannot compare ourselves to other districts in Tucson or Phoenix and so forth.
That is Fernando Parra, superintendent of the Nogales Unified School District.